We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years, plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal, too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk some Eagles football with our next guest. Elliot Shure-Parks does a tremendous job covering the Philadelphia Eagles, and obviously this is one of the most heralded, previewed, hyped regular season games we have ever seen. It'll be Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field at 4:25, and Elliot joins us right now. Good morning, Elliot.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Quite a bit, my man. Elliot, let's start with the injuries, and then we'll broaden out from there.
Yes.
Lane Johnson, Dallas Goedert, Fletcher Cox, Zach Cunningham. What can you tell us about those four?
So the news on Lane Johnson, I think, has continued to be better and better. I think he is going to play in the game on Sunday. When you consider where we were at last Sunday with him having an MRI and potentially, and then obviously not playing in that game, I think the fact that they're likely going to have him is good news. I think the bad news that has kind of developed throughout this week is I'm not sure Fletcher Cox is going to play. I thought that he was after seeing him in the locker room afterwards. He almost went back into the game. And I'm definitely not ruling him out because he's a veteran, and you know the fact he's not practicing, I think he could still play. But it is surprising that he has not practiced yet this week, and I would say concerning. So. I would say his status is very much up in the air. As for Goedert and Cunningham, I don't think there's almost any shot Cunningham plays. He's likely out. Goedert, I would put it at maybe 20%. I know he really wants to play. It's very close to when, you know, that timeline of the 4 weeks is close, but hasn't practiced this week. He was out on the field catching passes, but I would be surprised at this point if he played.
What about A.J. being limited and Jordan Davis being limited with the thigh and the hamstring?
Yeah, so A.J. was limited last week prior to the Bills game in practice. I think there's just something he's dealing with. They're monitoring to just be cautious at this point in the season. I would be absolutely stunned if A.J. Brown misses this game. A game of this magnitude with an injury that I'm not diminishing, but it's not something that's kept him out before. So I think they will have AJ, and I think they'll have Jordan Davis as well. I think the real question is Fletcher Cox would be the main one going into the game.
How well would Zach Ertz fit in Philadelphia?
I think he'd be a great fit. Now, obviously, he would not come in here and be the player he was prior. I mean, that's Goedert. It's his job. He's a number one tight end. But if we're being honest, Goedert is somebody that has missed time. He missed time last year. He's obviously missing time this year. And if they get into the playoffs and, you know, God forbid, knock on wood, but you know, Goedert were to suffer an injury and he's out 2 games, they need a receiving tight end. We've seen with Goedert out, they don't have a good option there. So if Ertz was willing to come in and be primarily a backup, but, you know, obviously some reps during the week, and then he could be the guy if Goedert goes down, I think it would be a great fit.
So what are the chances this is exactly what he wants? You know, the word is he asked to be released, that he was looking to go win a championship with some team who had a chance. Are we the destination that he wants to arrive at, and what are the chances that this actually gets done?
Yeah, so Zach's one of the few players, like, I've covered their whole career when they were in Philadelphia. I actually came on the beat the same year he was drafted. And I believe Zach would love to come back to Philadelphia. I think he would like the storybook ending of it. He still has a lot of ties to the Philadelphia area. So if the Eagles were to claim him or if he had the option to come back here, I would be very, very surprised if he turned that down. But I also think that there probably is another better situation in Baltimore just because they have a chance to win. Their tight end is hurt. We know how much they use the tight end. So I could see if you pick that. But I think all things considered, if you laid out Baltimore or Philadelphia in front of Zach Ertz, I think he would pick Philadelphia.
So, Elliot, I don't want to come off as the bad guy here in this because I am obviously fascinated about the Eagles maybe getting Zach Ertz back, and I got nothing but love for him, and we know his family. They're wonderful people. I do feel the need to ask this question. Is he a good enough blocker for the way Nick Sirianni likes to play pro football? I mean, Nick Sirianni likes a smash-mouth front. They run it a lot. They got to hold the edge for Hertz's running. Is he a good enough blocker for the way Sirianni likes to play football?
So I think it's a fair question, but I think it's one that only matters if he has to be on the field for every single play. Like, they have tight ends right now behind Goddard that are not good blockers. Albert O is not a good blocker.
But Albert O never plays, right?
Well, no, he gets a handful of snaps each week. Like, I think Ertz would potentially fill that role. Jack Stoll is a good blocker. Calcaterra is not a good blocker. Goddard obviously is, and he plays the majority of the snaps. So I think your point is fair, but I just think that what you would bring Ertz in to do would not be to be a blocking tight end. He would come in to fill the role of a pass-catching tight end if Goddard were to go down. So it's a fair question. I just think that they have other guys that could do it, and it's not the role he'd be asking to come in and fill.
Elliot, I want to get back to the Eagles and Niners in a moment, but before we do, let's actually jump ahead. Your opinion and reaction to the Eagles-Seattle game in a couple weeks being flexed to a Monday night and the implication for the Eagles season, what do you make of it?
Yeah, I think it's completely unfair to the fans, just like flat out. Like, so obviously I do all the trips, I go to all the games, but as part of that, I do fans of Philly, right? So I go with fans each week, I'm on flights with them, like the hotels, the tailgates, all that. The fact the NFL is moving this game, and I know it's only one day to them, but now all those fans who are going have to move their flights. They have to take off work. They have to all those things. So I think from that perspective, I truly believe like this is one of the more selfish decisions the NFL has ever made in terms of just completely turning their back on the fans. So that's like my main takeaway from it. In terms of the team, I mean, they get an extra day rest, so I guess that's a positive. But overall, I just think that the fact the NFL is doing this now, it's completely unfair to Eagles fans that spend like time and money in planning trips.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Elliot, let's bring it back to the Eagles and the Niners. What, in your opinion, and I know there are a lot of keys, but if you could boil this game down to a key that's the most important key for the Eagles to win, what is it? And then, I think, flip side, what's the biggest key for the 49ers to win?
I kind of think it's the same key for both teams, but I mean, I'd give you one for each. But I think overall, it's turnovers. Like, the Eagles are a better team than the 49ers. They have a better offense. I think their defense is just as good. They have a better coaching staff. The only thing that makes this game close is turnovers. If you look at last year with the Niners, they fed off turnovers. Like, this year, they're near the top of the league in turnovers. Their offense is not good enough if they don't get extra possessions to score in the 30s. They need extra possessions. They need short fields. So, for me, the key to the game is turnovers. And obviously, that's the concerning thing because the Eagles have not been great with turnovers this year. But if the Eagles play a clean game on Sunday, it would not surprise me if they won this game by 14-plus points. I think turnovers are a massive part of this game.
Jeez, 14-plus points. Elliot, Frank Reich is out there and Deuce Staley is out there and Josh McCown, they're out there. They're sort of, you know, in the nether. What are the chances they come to Philly and help this team win?
So I don't think they need any of them. Like, I don't think this coaching staff is in need of help. I think the Brian Johnson concern is way overblown. So my opinion on bringing those three players in would be, if Nick Sirianni wants to, I think he's earned the right at this point to have, you know, complete control over his coaching staff and say who he wants to bring in. So But I do not believe they need Frank Reich. I don't think they need Deuce Staley, and I don't think they need Josh McCown. So if Sirianni wants them, sure, why not? But it's not a move I think that they should or need to make.
Elliott, Eagles going to win on Sunday?
Yeah, I think the Eagles are definitely going to win. The closer I get to this game, and I think really...
Definitely, you know, is ridiculous. They're not definitely going to win. They're probably going to win. It's certainly not.
In all seriousness, why are they not definitely going to win?
Because San Francisco's really good.
So what are the Eagles? The Eagles are
the Eagles
better.
And
they're better.
You're giving me definitely? Definitely? That's the word I get?
Yeah, we do this every week with the Eagles where we go, well, maybe they'll lose because it's going to rain, or maybe it's a short week, or maybe this, that, whatever. And all they do is win. They're the better team. They have a better offensive line. They have a better defensive line, a better quarterback, better head coach. And I also think they're more fired up or just as fired up as this Niners team. I think the biggest misconception is that the Niners want this more. Being around the team, knowing how they feel about the team, I think the Eagles want it just as bad. So I think they're definitely going to win.
All right, Elliott, final thing. Maybe you and I can break bread on this one. More impressive, 2023 Eagles or the Hammer and beat the Hammer? Both obviously superlative. Which is better?
Look, you know how I feel about your accomplishments and beat the Hammer. It's one of the more amazing things I think we witness each week in Philly sports. So I would have
to. Is this sarcasm?
No, he says it every week. He really means it.
He means it.
It's sadly.
Yeah, I talked to James about this too.
He does. I can confirm.
Yeah, the fact you always get these answers right. I'm bad at trivia, so maybe that's why, but I think what you do is very impressive.
Thank you. Elliott, do you feel, I mean, I should probably say this competitor, but I guess since you have such love for the Hammer, I guess you feel fortunate to be alive during the age of the Hammer. I mean, this is...
You are terrible.
I took it too far. Sorry, bud. Elliott, enjoy the game Sunday.
Off the deep end.
We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, pal.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Elliott, Short Park.